play competitive sports? Are you an entertainer like a dancer, dazzling huge audiences and filling seats by the millions? Or are you more an industrial worker, scraping at the limits of what the human body can do to extract gold from stone, coal from dark caves, wrestling giant machines in a fast-moving workplace, confusing where a single mistake could injure you for life? NFL football players and their families would recognize both descriptions of what they do any given Sunday, Monday, or Thursday, but the NFL has now recognized that it needs to draw a line under one of the most important worker liability cases in history. After months of court-ordered mediation, senior U.S. District Judge Anita Brody in Philadelphia has laid out details of a planned $765 million settlement with 4,000 NFL plaintiffs. Millions to fund medical exams, concussion-related compensation, and medical research. A significant settlement, but one that the nearly $9 billion a year NFL can surely afford. Only half of the settlement is paid out in the first 3 years, the rest spread out over the next decade and a half. Lisa McHale is the widow of Tom McHale, an offensive guard who was the second former NFL player diagnosed with chronic traumatic encephalopathy, the consequence of repeated severe head injury and concussions on the field. McHale passed away in 2008. Lisa joins us now. Lisa, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thanks.
How much did your family sacrifice, do you think, not knowing what it appears the NFL knew about the threats to injuries of the head?
Well, unfortunately, I would say that we probably suffered the ultimate sacrifice. I think there are a few out there that had as big a loss as we did simply because I think we had the most to lose. I don't think there are many people out there as extraordinary as my Tom had been. So it's a tough thing to live through.
When you think about Tom's life, you feel him buried alive in his own brain. He understood something was going on. He didn't know what. He tried to solve it on his own, but it was, of course, impossible.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, it's so much has changed in the last 5 years. He passed away in May of 2008, and if you take yourself back there, you kind of can realize it, that the issue of concussions really was not anything that was ever discussed, and we certainly had never heard of this disease of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, and it's very hard not to, you know, to think quite a bit about how things would have been differently had we known.
And if you had known, what would you advise athletes to do today? Now we do know a lot more. What would you say about the prospect of a career in the NFL, knowing what you know?
Well, you know, that all has changed dramatically, without a doubt. We know a great deal more today about the risks. And I think, it gives me a good deal of comfort to know that the players that are playing today do understand that there are risks associated with the game. It was very, very difficult to be faced with the fact that, wow, these players have been so dramatically changed and altered and affected by this and yet had no understanding of the risks. So I think it helps to know that there are, and those that will have been affected by it, and I believe there are unfortunately many who will have been and are struggling with it today, at least I think it's got to help to know that there is a neurological reason for what they're struggling through, and that then there's hope that they can get some relief from that, some people who can understand it, their spouses, their families can understand what's going on and perhaps be more understanding. So I think there is a great deal more hope. I think obviously until there's a cure, then the emphasis still has to be on prevention.
We're talking with Lisa McHale, the widow of Tom McHale, an offensive guard in the NFL, the second former NFL player diagnosed with chronic traumatic encephalopathy. We're talking about the $765 million proposed settlement with 4,000 NFL plaintiffs. How would you characterize being a football player? Is it like being an industrial worker in a coal mine, or is it more like being an entertainer? Do athletes have a responsibility to know their own risks?
Well, you know, interestingly, I think you're right that it could be certainly both can apply in different ways. The risks are significant, and I think that players always knew that there were risks to their physical health, and they make the decision on an individual basis that those risks are worth the rewards of the game, because on the other side, it is exactly as you say. They are, and certainly nowadays more so than ever in the past, they are celebrities, and they they are treated as such and they are compensated as such. But the issue of head trauma, you know, is one, it's a very different issue. People can live with physical disabilities. This head trauma thing, this disease of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, robs them essentially of the people that they are. Your brain is essentially the essence of who you are, and so it's a very different issue. I'm thankful today that the players are aware that there are risks. I really rue the days that my husband played and all of his former teammates that they had no idea, and I'm glad that, you know, that the lawsuit has changed that now.
This relates to workers generally. I think there's always a culture of macho, of whoever takes the most risks is maybe the most reckless in the workplace, can get ahead, the most macho, the person that doesn't really think about their health often can get rewarded in the workplace, but for these kinds of agreements and this kind of awareness. What do you think Tom would say today?
Oh, wow. You know, that's a real question. This, I think, because we were so ignorant at the time of his passing to all of this, I mean, I don't know, but I know that he would be very, very, very pleased at the outcome of yesterday's announcement with the settlement. I know that he would be very pleased that his former teammates who will have been affected by this will be taken care of. And I think he'd be pleased to be at the heart of the issue and being able to help, you know, create awareness that there is a problem here and that people need to be more aware.
Lisa McHale, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Lisa McHale is the director of family relations for the Sports Legacy Institute. Her late husband, Tom McHale, was the second former NFL player diagnosed with chronic traumatic encephalopathy. McHale passed away in 2008. We're asking you, is football simply getting too dangerous? Would you let your child play?
My name is Alistair. I'm calling from Jacksonville, Florida. You know, if the kid wants to play sports, you should let him play sports. You take a risk every time you step out your front door.
Bruce from Brooklyn. My kids are going to play till they get hurt and hope that it's not a life-changing event.
But you in Denver, Colorado say, I'm coming to the conclusion that football needs to be thought of on the same level as boxing. Men are getting damaged beyond repair. Think Junior Seau. We are pushing our kids at younger and younger ages to play as though they will be playing as if they will be in the NFL. And really, look, they won't. We'd love to know your story. Reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Support for The Takeaway comes from Lumosity. Lumosity.com's daily workouts are designed to improve memory and attention. Dedicated to helping people feel sharper, think faster, and remember more. It's all at Lumosity.com.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.